This November, voters in Taiwan overwhelmingly decided to keep the constitutional definition of marriage as a union between a man and a woman. As a result of this national referendum, many young Taiwanese, from Taipei in the north to Kaohsiung in the south, awoke to find themselves living in a vastly different country to the one they went to sleep in. The unexpected outcome also has far-reaching significance for the entire region. Taiwan, after all, was meant to be Asia's liberal beacon. For at least 15 years, Asia's LGBT community has flocked to the capital Taipei for its huge annual Gay Pride March. Then 2 years ago, the now president, Tsai Ing-wen, expressed her support for marriage equality while on the campaign trail. And finally last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage, setting May 2019 as a deadline for amending the constitution. Therefore, it was only meant to be a matter of time before Taiwan put marriage equality on the statute books. But now, post-referendum, this sure thing has been cast into serious doubt. Conservative Taiwan has shown its true colours. And as things stand, there is little cause for flying the rainbow flag anywhere across the region. No country in Asia currently recognises same-sex marriage. And the few that are edging closer face plenty of opposition along the way. In the Philippines, for instance, the Supreme Court is hearing a case that could overturn their constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. However, the government's lawyers are in opposition. Meanwhile, in Japan, several cities have been forced by government foot-dragging to recognize same-sex partnerships on a municipal level. And then there's Hong Kong. 2 years after the Tokyo Olympics in 2020, it will become the first Asian city to host the Gay Games. But despite this golden opportunity to hold up a torch for social as well as economic liberalism, the local government is in no rush to enshrine marriage equality into law. Just a few days before the referendum in Taiwan, lawmakers in Hong Kong voted down a proposal to create a civil partnership-style legal union for same-sex couples, even though it stopped well short of marriage. And sadly, those three examples represent the good news. As for the rest of Asia, marriage equality is a far too distant dream. Just in the past 6 months, gay and lesbian couples in both Malaysia and Indonesia have been subjected to public whippings and canings. Up the road in neighbouring Brunei, the LGBT community can face years in prison or even the death penalty. So given this hostile landscape, any move simply to bring an end to the criminalisation of gay sex is widely and wildly celebrated. This is exactly what happened in India at the beginning of September, when liberal and LGBT Indians took to the streets after a judicial verdict deemed the country's ban on gay sex to be unconstitutional. However, any hope for a snowball effect across Asia soon melted away. Several days after the Indian ruling was handed down, a poll in Singapore revealed that the majority of people in the conservative city-state continue to support the criminalization of gay sex. All is not lost in Asia, however. Long considered an LGBT safe haven, the Kingdom of Thailand may well pick up the baton from Taiwan and become the first Asian country to recognize same-sex civil unions. Legislation is expected to be introduced in December, 1 year after Australia's marriage equality law came into being. Some in the Thai LGBT community are angry because the law stopped short of offering equal rights. But for others across Asia, it will come as a relief to end the year on a positive note, so soon after the disappointment in Taiwan. Monocle in Hong Kong, I'm James Chambers.